that black, dark fucking meat. I need a fucking black dick. That stuff my white fucking lily crack. Baby fucking dark meat, I'm no fucking vegetarian.
Get the nuts.
It's like me blowing your dark nutsack. Fuck them white fucking hoes. Violate my white ass crack.
Oh my god!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark's at it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the gold. I want the gold.
Chicken tantra zini.
What is the monkey house?
Hey, Breaks, Dimension back here with you one more time as we end the week with the big Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. I love that you spend every day with me. Some of you have been with me for like a decade at this point. Since I was doing those Tell Me shows. I mean, you blind fuckers. Well, where else are you going to go? You got nothing. You can't go anywhere, right? You're blind. Yeah, you sit in your house in the dark and you listen to me. It's a sad existence, but look, I'm not doing much else, quite frankly. I'm right there with you. I just sit in the dark and I watch crappy television until it's time to record my next show. All right, listen, I have got a great program for you. Yesterday's show was Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to hear it, sign up right now. Hey, I'm trying to raise a bit of money, and I realize I've got a bunch of domains that I've registered over the years that I don't want anymore. So maybe you guys could make me an offer. I could either sell these as a bundle, or if you really want one particular domain, and don't fucking lowball me. I'm perfectly fine keeping these domains, but if you really want one and want to help out the program, look, I'm trying to pay for a lot of different projects. This iPhone app is going to cost me a lot for some fucking reason. I thought it was super easy to program in iPhone and Android, whatever. So I've got a bunch of domains. HarpoJarvey.com. You could make that your own personal domain. And if you guys want, I've got tons of server space. So I'd be happy to let you, set you up on my server and give you, an FTP. I mean, don't be fucking selling anything illegal. I don't need my website. I don't need my whole server, like, subpoenaed or something. I don't need that fucking FBI stealing or, you know, taking the servers in. But, I'll give you domain name in server space if you want it. But listen, I've got HarpoJarvey.com, which would be a great personal website or blog or something. Neardead.com, PubicPuff.com. Could you imagine that? What's your email address? Becky@PubicPuff.com. Yeah, you get your email addresses and website, you know, that domain. TheNearDead.com and TheUnsavory.com as well. So if any of those interest you, make me an offer. I was just surfing around. I don't know why I searched for Bob Barker on YouTube. This is what I do with my time. But apparently, Bob Barker is still active when it comes to, his pet projects. No pun intended. His chair, he's always into spaying and neutering dogs. He's like a proud member of PETA and all that other shit. I found an interesting video. Now, for some reason lately, I've been watching a lot of these documentaries about how awful we here in the United States are when it comes to food production. It really would make you, it makes your stomach, once you start watching these videos, you never want to eat meat again. Believe me, I'll somehow work through it because there's no way I'm going to become a vegetarian. But the way we treat animals is really horrible in this country. But on the flip side, it's like, we've got to feed hundreds of millions of people. So, there's got to, something's got to give. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's a tough situation we're in. But here's Bob Barker shedding some light on Walmart, specifically a Walmart pork supplier. They were caught abusing pigs, and I think this is pretty par for the course. Like, this is pretty much how, you know, pigs live when they're meant to be food.
Bob Barker here on behalf of Mercy for Animals with an important consumer warning about the pork sold at Walmart stores. The footage you're about to see was recorded with a hidden camera by an undercover investigator at Christensen Farms, a Walmart pork supplier.
All right, so I'm not going to play the whole thing here. There's just a few parts that I thought were kind of funny in a cruel way. So, like, this video shows, like, these pigs with, like, open sores, and they can't move. They can't turn around. They're in their little pens pretty much their whole life, and they're just so bored. They've got nothing else to do. They're just standing up the whole time, right? And so there's, like, these bars. So they start chewing on these metal bars because it's the only thing they can do. Like, what else are they going to do? It's the only thing they have right in front of them to do. So they're going insane, and, like, some of the pigs are, like, so bored they're, like, banging their heads on the side of the pen just because, you know, they've got nothing else to do. And here's an example of some of the cruelty.
This mother pig, physically taxed from constant birthing.
I should mention, I hope Cheryl Murkowski is watching this.
This mother pig, physically taxed from constant birthing, was found suffering from an inflamed and bleeding prolapse.
There we go. We got Bob Barker saying prolapse.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Now, I was a contestant on The Price is Right. There are two schools of thought, I guess, when it comes to this situation. That's like, one is like, oh, they're going to be food anyway. Just who cares? They're going to be killed. So, you know, who cares if they're comfortable? Those are the monster assholes. And then there's another group, a school of thought saying, like, look, these animals are going to be our food, so we should at least treat them with a little respect. They've got fucking open sores, broken legs and stuff, and they're being denied, you know, basic treatment. And then here's another clip.
Baby piglets have their tails cut off.
Why? That's where all the meat is at. That's the tastiest part of the pig, says my dad.
With dull clippers and their testicles ripped out of their bodies without any painkillers.
Why do they do that to the tails? Oh, and they're just showing the poor piglet. You hear him squealing. I mean, the video is only 4 minutes long, but every like 30 seconds, I'm like, oh my God, why are they doing this to the poor pig? Like, listen, okay, even the biggest asshole in the world cannot condone the following activity.
Workers kill piglets who are sick.
Now, the worker has a live piglet, like, holding him by his hind legs.
Oh, piglets who are sick or aren't growing fast enough. By violently slamming their heads against the concrete floor.
And he's swinging. I mean, this is way worse than Bunny Crush, in my opinion. And I know whenever I play animal cruelty things, I get all sorts of shit, but this is a little bit different. Because I generally just wanted to hear Bob Barker talk about prolapse, right? That's the entire... I just wanted that little clip, but I started watching the whole thing, and I was like, this is incredibly cruel. So, okay, this has got to be... This is the best part. So, these little pens, these gestation pens where the pigs can't move at all, it's sort of been outlawed in most of Europe, if not all of Europe, and several states, like Florida. Believe it or not, Florida, all right? When Florida is more progressive than the rest of the country, there's a real problem. Ohio has banned it as well. So I guess that, you know, there is some progress being made. But what I found really interesting is that... you know, this is a Walmart pork supplier. Walmart condones this activity. McDonald's has even said, whoa, this is too much for us. We can't condone it. No more, you know. Although, does McDonald's have any pork? I guess their chicken nuggets are made out of pork, huh? So, like, Burger King, Chipotle, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Kroger, Safeway, Whole Foods, Wendy's, Sonic, all those places are saying, like, we're not gonna even touch any of this pork from these pigs that have been in these gestation pens. But Walmart's still like, okay, it's no problem. It's always low prices, always. Don't buy. Who buys their meat at Walmart anyway? That's kind of gross. The real reason why I watched this whole video is because there was supposed to be a part where Bob Barker was talking about how the pigs were fed their own manure to eat or something. So I wanted to get that on audio. You know, I wanted that recorded as well. But apparently, it wasn't in this video. So there you go. That's where your pork is coming from. Prolapsed pigs. Moving on now, let's get off the subject of animal cruelty and onto the subject of sexploitation films. Here's a 1960s movie called Cinderella 2000 from the future.
Welcome to the future.
Yes.
In this year's wildest super fun show for adults, Cinderella 2000.
You know it's from the future because there's an echo. Cinderella 2000, thousand, thousand, thousand. All right, so I think the idea behind this movie is that it's illegal to have sex or touch yourself or masturbate.
Yeah, welcome to the future.
The soundtrack and everything.
Yeah, welcome to the great society.
Indiscriminate screw of the sex must be outlawed completely. Do you understand what I mean?
I don't
know. Cut out the goddamn screwing! I mean it!
Oh.
For Christ's sake, lady, spread your legs.
You really mean that?
You have to get your hand out. It's illegal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's masturbating right here. It's on YouTube, though, so there's a little black bar or something covering it.
Spread your legs.
You really mean that?
You have to get your hand out. It's illegal.
Illegal! Illegal! Everything that feels good is illegal!
Someday things will be different here. We'll have free and open love. And the hornets will be a thing of the past.
Cinderella.
The what will be a thing of the past? The hornets or the hornies? Like, I've come down with a bad case of the hornies and there's nothing I can do about it!
The 2000 is something new and different. You have not, and will not, see any other movie like Cinderella 2000.
Before Nor would you want to.
There will be love throughout the constellation.
And we are doing without. Yes, we are doing without.
There's musical numbers in everything?
And it's a frustrating route without any doubt. We're desperate because we're doing without.
Well, here on planet Earth, among the flowers and the trees.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hen or flea, we all need love.
We all need love.
Yes, we need to be long. For you and me.
There's some sort of bunny. They're in a bunny. They're in bunny costumes. Some sort of like alien bunnies, maybe? I don't know. I'm sure this was a blockbuster film with such toe-tapping numbers as We All Need Love, yeah!
Cinderella 2000 stars Hollywood's newest discovery, Catherine Earhart, the girl next door of your future.
After this movie, we never heard from her again. Check out Cinderella 2000! Thousand! Thousand! All right, moving on. I've told you guys this many times. I dislike children. You know what happens when you have kids? They fucking interrupt you, even when you're trying to have sex. Oh, I mean, that just drives me up the wall. These people are trying to have a good time. Mom! Mom!
Hold on, Leo. We'll be off the stack. We're just changing.
Yeah. Hang on, Lee.
Shut. What? Come on. I hear you answering me, but I'm still going to ask. Mom! Like, shut up. Shut your fucking little infant mouth, you stupid whore. I don't know. All right. It may have been a little harsh to call you a whore, but God damn it. Just shut up.
Mom and Dad are changing. We'll be out in the sack.
Hear that again. Oh god, baby. Pussy so loose. You're having all those kids. Very hot.
Hold on, Lee. We'll be off the stack. We're just changing.
Hang on, Lee. Mom and Dad are changing. We'll be off the stack. Yeah, we're changing.
Yeah. And then the knocking on the door
we'll
starts.
We'll be right out, honey, okay?
And he's getting angry now. Honey, I said we'll be right out! Let me get off first! You can just hear her hanging around the door. You know what I mean? Like, she's not knocking on the door, but if she's up against the door, banging on it, and shit. No way you can finish now. Oh, being married with kids is just the worst. I don't know how you guys do it. Why you do it. No point. All right, thank you. Moving on. One more clip, then we'll get into the news. I didn't know this. Warren Beatty is married to Annette Bening. That I knew. What I didn't know is they have a tranny for a child. Like, it's a... I believe it's a man. Like, a male... MTF is what they're called. So here is their young tranny son or daughter. I don't know. I think it's a, I think originally he was born a boy. I don't know. There's a project called We Happy Trans, and I guess all sorts of trans people are posting videos about their experiences, so there's got to be some funny ones out there. Just search for We Happy Trans. Do help me out. Try to find some funny trannies. Here's Warren Beatty's
kid. Hi, this is Steven. This is my We Happy Trans video. Because We Happy Trans is really important, and it's really important for trans people to have a forum for sharing positive experiences. I am framed fairly badly, for which I apologize. But I'm going to answer these questions now.
Pretty sure that's got to be a boy.
They're the seven questions. My name is Steven. I identify as a trans man, a faggy queen, a homosexual, a queer, a nerd fighter, a writer, an artist, and a guy who needs a haircut.
Faggy queen.
Two, who has been most supportive of your transition? My friends, my peers, who I'm lucky...
Notice he didn't say his father.
...to have relationships with a lot of, ever since high school, which is when I came out and transitioned socially when I was 14 or so. Especially Anna, Joe, Simon, and Jamie. Shut up, phone. Anna, Joe, Simon, and Jamie, one of whom I think actually just texted me. And you don't know who they are, but I know who they are, and they're really important. What do you most enjoy about your life since beginning transition? What are some of the things I love doing now that I couldn't do before?
Wearing women's clothes.
I love that now I'm able to do femme without being gendered as female. It's rare, at least, that I'm started to see that my gender is misread based on my femme presentation, which I really, really appreciate. I'm not presenting this that femme right now, but I wear, like, lots of necklaces and rings a lot, or, like, ribbons around my neck and things like that.
Ribbons.
And that's totally a privilege, like, being on hormones and being perceived, being read that way. As male, even though I'm presenting in a femme way, is totally a privilege, but it's nice to finally be able to have my identity be legible.
So he's on hormones.
I really am enjoying and appreciating
that. Oh,
that
poor Warren Beatty. I mean, I'm sure he loves his kid, but this is not what he wanted. This is not what he signed up for. All right, so there you go. We Happy Trans. That's Warren Beatty's kid. He likes to wear ribbons, bows and stuff. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Two very quick things to mention. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I've already done two DVDAs. They've been posted the same day as the live show. So if you missed the live program, you can catch the archives exclusively on SuperFreakSideshow.com. They're usually about 45 minutes to an hour in length. You get to see me on cam. I'm fully shaven today. I completely shaved. You know, I usually have that beard and mustache, so today you get to see my baby face. It's very disgusting. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs. And, of course, yesterday we did an exclusive show. Earlier this week, did an extended program as well. The other thing to mention, of course, is AdamandEve.com. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com. They've got over 20,000 adult products. We're talking dildos, plugs of various sorts. You know, plug your ass up, go to Adam and Eve. They've got movies, lingerie, lube, condoms, all sorts of great accessories. Save 50%, plus get free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Coupon code DV or FREAK at checkout. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Have you ever heard of the online dating site CougarLife.com? It's for old ladies who want to get laid by young guys, or vice versa, whatever. A controversial billboard promoting the online dating site is causing quite a stir in Los Angeles, of all places. Who's getting upset in Los Angeles? There are a bunch of freaks over there. The ad on Sunset Boulevard features a scantily clad blonde woman sipping a cocktail. Sorry, I shouldn't have paused there. Then I could almost understand that it's like there's a controversy. A woman is slowly, lightly sucking a cock on a billboard. Sipping a cock. No, she's sipping a cocktail alongside the caption, CougarLife.com for motherfuckers. Now, the fucker part is blurred out, right? I hope. I don't know. It's blurred out in the picture, but I don't know if the newspaper did that or if it's I'm assuming the billboard has it blurred out too. Cougar Life sells itself as the premier online dating service that pairs women in their prime, old, with younger men and ends the double standard. Okay. According to the company, a cougar is a woman over the age of 35 who seeks or is involved with a cub, a man at least 5 years younger. Millions of women are having fulfilling relationships with younger men, said Cougar Life president Claudia Opten-Calder. So what are you waiting for? You don't have to be Courtney Cox or Jennifer Lopez to land a cute cub. The controversial advertisement, which has been turning heads, might not be the company's last. A spokeswoman said that the company plans to target Hollywood and West Hollywood. They're totally missing their mark there. Aren't all the gays in West Hollywood? They don't want anything to do with it. Which have quickly become cougar hotspots. Oh, apparently they've done their research. The areas have become the cougar capital, according to the website, with more members in the 90069 zip code than anywhere else in the U.S. Cougars have their own thing going on and can show cubs new experiences. This has got to be from a fucking press release. And younger women are often cranky, indecisive, needy, immature, and play a lot of games, said spokeswoman. I almost upchucked there. There's some substance to that puke. Elisa Buchter or something. It's refreshing for women to come across a woman who's in his prime and doesn't have baggage. The city of West Hollywood said it reviewed the billboard content and determined it did not violate city policy or community standards. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Oregon. A man who police allege broke into a Eugene home to look at porn on the homeowner's computer has been arrested. In some cases, lubricant and towels were found next to the computer. Oh, this happened in more than one house, by the way. This was a string of masturbation. In some cases, lubricant and towels were found next to the computer after 21-year-old Anton Owens burglarized their homes. So not, God, that's adding insult to injury, isn't it? He steals all your shit and then jerks off and leaves lube. The investigation started when burglary victims who lived near Owens shared information about strange break-ins and computer breaches. In the fall of 2011, a homeowner on Polk Street reported that an intruder had entered his home and surfed pornographic websites multiple times. In one incident, the homeowner's son woke up to find the intruder in his bedroom. Then it... Why can't this guy just masturbate in the public library, like every other homeless guy? All right, then, in a case from March, a female resident said she returned home and found porn on her computer monitor. He didn't even have the common courtesy to clear the fucking cache. She also found lubricant, towels, and a cell phone nearby. A little post-it note, call me. When she picked up the cell phone, she saw Owens outside her home sliding glass door. As she called 911, Owen shouted at her and threatened to break the door. He then pulled on the lock, entered the home, and threatened to kill her. Owens grabbed the lubricant and the phone. He didn't just grab the phone, he grabbed the lube, too. Very important. Lube is expensive. Before running out the back door. In a separate case, a man returned home and found Owens inside. When he called 911, Owens ran out of the house, leaving porn on the monitor and towels next to the computer. Owens is charged with burglary. Why would you even... Oh, I guess to clean up. You know, because I'm assuming he jerked off onto the towel. Wouldn't that leave a bunch of DNA? And at that point, it would be less conspicuous if you just, you know, came on the floor. Because it would probably dry up and, you know... It would be harder to notice the cum on the floor than a fucking towel just laying there, you know, out of place. Anyone with information about similar circumstances with the burglar in the Eugene area is asked to call the Eugene Police Department. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, you all know who Fred Willard is, right? He's an older guy, actor. He's been in a lot of those Christopher Guest movies like Best in Show and stuff like that. Comedic actor Fred Willard was arrested by Hollywood undercover Vice Squad officers in an adult movie theater. Why does this always happen? Their cops are always... They just happen to be there at the adult movie theater. Apparently... Fred Willard exposed himself. Now listen, let's be painfully honest here. It was probably like one of those, I've been to a few of these with my friend Joe, because Joe is a pervert. I never, okay, so this is, if I understand this correctly, It's like a sex shop, right? Where they sell dildos and stuff. And then in the back, they've got like movie, like little booths, right, where you can watch movies. Most of them are like single seaters, right? So you have your privacy. But then they have one where they have like multiple seats, right, where you can enjoy the movie with a couple people. Now, you're in an adult movie watching a porno film. Is it that wrong to start jerking off? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I always thought that that's the natural progression of things. And Joe's told me, like, when he's gone to those type of movie play, maybe it was a gay thing, I don't know. But guys are jerking off out, you know, while they're watching the movie. I don't think it's anything that out of the ordinary. Willard was charged with lewd conduct during a routine inspection by the officers of the adult movie house called the Tiki Theater. The arrest was made at 8:50 p.m. Wednesday night after officers observed Willard allegedly engaging in lewd conduct with himself. He was transported to the Hollywood LAPD station where he was booked and released. Here's the thing. This guy is so old. He's like 70. I think this can only help his career, quite frankly. Now he's cool. He's jerking off in an adult theater. Come on. He's not hurting anyone. Willard's attorney, Paul Tashashashashakin, defended his client, saying, "With all due respect to the individual officer, our belief that Fred did nothing in any violation of the law. We will be working vigorously to clear his name in this matter." Even so, the arrest appears to already have cost Willard a job. The public TV station in Boston announced Thursday it was suspending its work with Willard, who had narrated a series called Market Warriors. So you don't even see Fred Willard. It's just his voice. And PBS is pulling the... Who the fuck... Everyone jerks off! And some people like to do it in public. It's not that big of a deal. The arrest sounds similar to that of actor Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee. That fucked up his career for a long time, but he was younger. Who was arrested in a XXX movie theater in 1991 for indecent exposure. The arrest derailed Rubens' career. Willard has starred in Anchorman, several of the ensemble movies directed by Christopher Guest, like A Mighty Wind and Best in Show. The other thing to consider is, well, okay, yes, it was technically a public place where he whipped out his cock, but you know, no children would ever be there. It was an adult movie theater. The people were there specifically to see vaginas and cocks and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just seems kind of ridiculous. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have for me today?
You good, Tim? There's a movie that I realize now is streaming on Netflix.
Yes.
And you can get the video, too. It's called Zeitgeist.
Okay.
Z-I-E-T-G-I-E-S-T. Zeitgeist, the movie. It's not for people that don't want to know the truth. It's not for people that want to believe in some magical wizard in the sky that's watching everything we do. Everything we do.
And okay.
If you break one commandment, you're going to go to hell. But God loves you. Yes, you must see the movie. You must see it.
All right. Well, there you go. A movie recommendation. He didn't really say what the movie was about, aside from the fact. Does it debunk the idea of God or something?
I was addicted to drugs and alcohol for like alcohol. 8 years.
Alcohol
and heroin. And I drank that spring water, and I was in obedience. I love you, Peter Popoff. I'm drug and alcohol free for 8 years.
Yours. I put some Earl in my car. Yeah, Peter Popoff, man. Just go on, if you don't know who he is, if you haven't listened to the episodes of DV that we featured him, just go on YouTube, search for Peter Popoff, and just watch it with your mouth wide open, agape, if you will.
Hey, Tim, I was in my apartment the other day, and nigger, 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 nigger.
Oh, all right, okay. Thank you for that unneeded N-word. Next up. Yes, caller. Go ahead.
Tim, XYZ yeah. here.
Hi, XYZ.
We've been talking about Rook Killer War shit.
Yeah.
And how, like, smooth and long it is and fantastic it is or whatever.
Yeah, very thick.
Dude.
It's a drug shit.
It's not because of the drugs. It's because he's getting fucked in the ass, and his ass is loose always, dude.
Wouldn't then the shit just fall out of his asshole Why? I mean, this log was huge. Like, he had to push it out. It was formed, and it was something really magnificent to behold. I feel like if you get fucked silly so much, I think that, yeah, the shit will just pour out of you. It won't form, you know, it won't pack itself into a nice big thick turd. It'll just, you know, come out.
The drugs. Drugs actually willy-nilly. Make it harder for you to shit. Okay, I know heroin does, especially.
Yeah, maybe it made it harder for him to shit because the shit was so big. Look, I don't know what's going on with Roy Killerwar. Who knows? The shit. Trying to analyze his shit.
Hey, Tim, you were talking the other day about this retarded thing where couples engage in sex without ever achieving orgasm.
Yeah.
But with a slight modification, that could be gooning for more than one person.
That's true. Tandem gooning. Dueling gooning. Alright, and one more voicemail. Caller, you feel honored because you are going to be the last freak heard on Distorted View this week.
Hey, Tim, this is a...
I'm going to be Spiral Ham Fucker.
A long-time listener. Just calling in about your question you had at the beginning of, I think today's like, I think that might have been the July 12th show, but okay. You asked if a girl's ever come in on her cum before. Well, yeah, actually.
What? If a girl ever came on her cum before? I don't remember asking that.
You asked if a girl's ever come in on her cum before. Well, yeah, actually.
Oh, commented on his cum. Okay.
My ex has said that it was spicy due to the massive amount of Taco Bell I've been eating.
Spicy.
So. Well, there you go. Love the show. I've actually been listening.
That could not have tasted good.
Like
spicy
five,
cum.
5 or 6 years now, so. Thanks for making my daily routine bearable.
Well, you are very welcome. Guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-GUY.
Inflamed and bleeding prolapse.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
You look like a boy. You look like a boy. A little boy. A little black boy. Billy said I look like a black boy.
You look like no such thing. It looks cute.
Does not.
Oh, come on. It really suits you. Besides, it's just a perm. Your hair will grow again. And it's not like you're really black.